Hey friends, it's Sarah Rittendale. When I decided to act against all the toxic thoughts and feelings I was living with daily and try to become my best self, I quickly fell into the very common trap of perfectionism. So, I decided to create a space where wellness doesn't mean being flawless. Becoming the best version of yourself doesn't just come from conversations about managing your mean mind, learning confidence, and always doing the things that you're supposed to do. Here, we talk about how normal your toxic feelings and thoughts are, that you're not doing something wrong because you don't always feel, think, or act how you envision your best self to, how to implement self-improvement strategies in a realistic way, and we do this through a variety of topics that often prompt our best selves to crave emergence. My mission? Inspire you to recognize that you don't have to be perfect to consider yourself whole, healthy, and well. This is the Well-ish Podcast.
Welcome, day eight, 28 days of self-love. Let's get into it. The conversation yesterday was all about self-compassion and essentially self-criticism, how the things that we say to ourselves in our mind can just really tear us apart and destroy our self-worth. So what about when external people are fucking rude? Like, how about when you get criticism from other people? How am I supposed to not let that deter my self-worth? Let's talk about it. My favorite example of learning how to not care about what other people think happened to me about 4-ish years ago. Now, in order to get the full impact of the story, I have to tell you who this person was in my life. And me and this person are at a good place in our life now. So if you watch this, don't take it personally. Like, I'm glad we're in a good space now. It's not like this now, but this was how it was in the beginning. My future mother-in-law was not super grateful that I was coming around at the beginning of our relationship. And so there was a bit of judgment and anger and just minced words, I suppose, things that did not make me feel good. And I, my whole life, have cared about people's opinions, friends' opinions, parents' opinions, teachers' opinions. Every single opinion was like, it was the weight of the world on my shoulders. Like, I cared so much and would sacrifice myself in order to make sure that other people's opinions of me were in good standing. And one day her and my now fiance got into a really bad argument that I was in the mix of. It was, you know, it involved our relationship and everything, but it was between the two of them. But I'm just standing there off to the side, like, where the hell am I? What's happening? And she started, you know, being derogatory towards me. And this wave of realization just came over me. And it was just like, I don't care about other people's opinions. And it was a huge moment because, and again, like I say, the importance of knowing who this was is that it was my boyfriend at the time's mother. I was like, that's an opinion that I care about endlessly. It's an opinion that means so much and that I really want to make sure is in good standing. And she doesn't know me. She doesn't know my truth. She doesn't know what my story is. She doesn't know anything about me and she's judging me anyways. I can't care what other people think of me. I can't control that. I know my truth. I know what I've done and I know that her perception of me is inaccurate. And lucky for me, she's gotten to know me and now we do have a good relationship. But in the beginning, you know, it was one of the best lessons I have ever learned. And I honestly give her full credit for my ability to not care about what other people think. But that was, again, only 4 years ago. I had such this is one of my biggest issues is criticism from other people and not allowing that to actually determine what I think of myself. It might seem pretty obvious, but I want to talk about why criticism seems so personal. And your first reaction, as was mine, is probably falls along the lines of it's personal because they're attacking me. They're picking out pieces about me that they don't like. No shit, it's fucking personal. The good news is our brains, I mean, good news, yes and no, but it's just, it's the
plain scientific truth, our brains are wired to seek companionship. They're wired to seek approval. And so when we don't receive that approval, that absorption, whatever, into their community, we feel rejected. It's like the classic caveman brain situation. If you are ostracized from the group, you're more likely to die. So you just, your brain biologically is like, I gotta be accepted. I gotta be accepted. You gotta like me. Quick, come on, let me in. And, you know, there's a big difference between constructive criticism and destructive criticism. There, you know the difference. You know what I mean? Like, so I have a problem taking both. Okay. My whole life, I've had a problem taking criticism, period. Like, I remember my mom trying to help me with math at home, and she would try to constructively criticize me as one does when they're teaching you. And I would get so fucking defensive. Same thing with my fiance. If he says something to me about a way that I could improve myself, I'm like, you don't know fucking shit. So like, criticism is a hard thing, but focusing on, you know, that constructive criticism being for your growth and noticing the deconstructive criticism and removing people like that or removing stuff like that from your life, or communicating when it is not helpful and whatever, but you have to be able to notice that difference is my point. And we cannot forget about the way that our past experiences shape our relationship with criticism. Some people don't give a fuck. Some people have been, I don't know, hurt so many times in their life. I don't know, because this is not me. So I'm just speaking on full things I have known nothing about. But like, they've been hurt in their life. I've always been accepted. That they don't care what other people think. I don't know. I can't. My brain does not work like that. So if anybody's brain does work like that, please enlighten us. Like, how the fuck does that work? And can you share some with the rest of us? But the rest of us who all are still struggling, that it comes from specific experiences. It comes from not fitting in when you were a kid. It comes from perfectionism. It comes from other childhood experiences. It comes from moments that you've been rejected or abandoned, or somebody has, you know, made it clear that you weren't important enough to include or like or whatever. And now it shapes every experience that you have with criticism here going forward. I don't know if we have any Real Housewives of Beverly Hills fans out there, but in the latest fight between Kyle Richards and Dorit Kemsley, Kyle said something that really interested me. She said to Dorit, just because you say it doesn't make it true. And I thought, holy fuck, because it's true. Like, we think that when people criticize us, that equals the truth. That's a myth. That's not how that works. It's not even a myth. It's just straight up not the fucking truth. But our brains think that because they say it, it's valid, and it's not valid unless you decide that it's valid. Do you think that about yourself? No? Okay, well then guess what? It's not true. Simple as that. I suppose that's not 100% the truth, you know, like if you're an asshole and somebody calls you out for being an asshole, but you don't think you're an asshole, but you still treated people like an asshole, it's the truth. But if you've done nothing to somebody and they're just passing judgment on you, or because they're projecting their own issues, or because they haven't even had the chance to get to know you and they're just, you trigger them, who knows what the situation is? They're all different and one of a kind. But you know the circumstances that you've done nothing wrong and you're being criticized. Somebody's jealous of you, you know, whatever the situation is. You think, oh my God, is that true? Why would they say that about me if it wasn't true? Because you think, I haven't done anything. You know you haven't done anything. So you think, I should figure out what the fuck I did to make them think that. What could I have done? How could it have gotten to this point? And the other big piece of this is that because you wouldn't do that, because you don't blatantly criticize people, you can't wrap your head around why somebody would say something that isn't true. I would never say that about somebody. I would never say that to somebody. So when somebody says things like that to me, I'm like, it must be real. Like, I must have caused them to have that perception at some point. What did I do to make that happen? It must be real. I must be that person. I want to give you a little guide for how to build resilience in the face of criticism. It is a little bit difficult, though. So I just want to say, like, these are things that you can take note of and you can practice. But a lot of it is habit building, and you are not going to get it right the first time, even though you're logically intelligent enough to know how to do it. Doesn't mean you have the skill to. You have to practice and you have to fuck it up in order to start to know how to mold it into your language and your life to be successful at it. The first one is that pause before responding. And you know what? I know I put this in here, and I know I put this as the first one, but it's because it's so true and it's so real and it's so helpful once you get the hang of it. But when you're first starting out, I just want to validate you that this one is like a shit tip, okay? And it's coming straight from the source, okay? Like, it's shit because when you are being criticized, you're so caught off guard that your like first reaction is to react. Like, you're just like, what? Like, what'd you just say? Like, what the fuck? And or my big problem is freezing. Like, somebody says something wild and I'm like so mind fucked that they said something like that I'm just like, like, I can't even think of a good answer. I just freeze. But if you can build the habit and practice building the habit of pausing before reacting, you'll figure out how powerful that can be, and that criticism, not all criticism, I should say, needs a response. Can you imagine how fucking cool you would be if somebody said something shitty to you and you just were like this? Okay, so anyways, like, it would be so badass. So good first tip, but valid that it takes a lot of work. The next tip I love, okay? No shitting on this tip. I love this one because it's so helpful and it so works. Ask yourself, who is the criticism coming from? Is it coming from somebody you love and trust? Or is it coming from a random person? Is it coming from somebody that's insulted you before? Is it coming from somebody that doesn't really fill your cup? Does it make you feel good? And the biggest thing to ask yourself, this is why it is my favorite, because this is like one of my favorite quotes I've ever heard. If you would not go to that person for advice, why would you take an insult from them? It's so good. I like can't even get over like how accurate that is. And if I could remember to ask myself that, it would have made such a difference. Let's use the example of somebody like a friend that you really like to be involved in. You put them on this like pedestal, kind of almost like you when you were young, they would have been like the popular kid, but like in adult world, that's not a thing, but they're like still up on that same pedestal. And you ask yourself, do I love and trust this person? And at that point, the answer is probably no. So that's something to notate. But I want to validate you in the sense that it is somebody that you are working to impress. Like, okay, like that, another example would be like a boss or something like that. You know, it's somebody that you're working to impress. So when they criticize you, you feel like, shit, I'm screwing up. Like, I want to fit in here. I want them to like me. Here's the thing. If you are just being yourself, if you can act and behave and you can turn around and say to yourself, would I have showed up differently? And the answer is no. And they act like that towards you. I know it's a shitty answer, but like, sorry, it's probably not for you. It's not the friendship you want to be in. You know what I mean? And so like at the end of the day, that answer still stands. Ask yourself who it is. And if it's not somebody you genuinely love and trust, then even if it's somebody you would like to strive to be friends with, you can't take it personally. You can take note of it. You don't have to like be angry about it and like exile that person. You can still try to like build a relationship with them if that's something you choose to do. I'm not really sure why you choose to do that. But, you know, if you want to keep learning this lesson, I just want to validate you that you don't have to, you know, get rid of them, but they're not going to be very close to you. And so you don't have to take it personally. They don't know you well enough to pass that judgment on you. Even if it's somebody you've known for years, but you have never had a good relationship with them, or you don't have a good relationship with them now, they don't know you at this point. Like, allow that to be true. Because if they have that criticism and they have that opinion of you, then they don't know you. Okay, one more thing about this, and I promise we can move on. I just keep thinking about different things. But think about every time you have judged somebody. Like, even if it's somebody we're friends with for a really long time, or it's just somebody random on the street, and it's never like because you, even like you're, I'm sorry, I'm obviously having thoughts like as I'm talking about this, even like your best friends, if you've ever like judged your best friend for anything, and I love you all, I would never judge you, but I'm just saying, like, even if you have, it's because you don't understand fully. Like, you're not living somebody's life with them. You're not there for every single piece of what they're experiencing and what they're thinking. So even if it's somebody that's super fucking close to you that's being critical, they don't know why that triggers you, or they don't know what's going on inside your head, or they don't know every single thing that you've ever experienced in your life that causes you to have the perception that you do and therefore the behavior that you do. You can't let another person's criticism determine your self-worth. You do. Reframe criticism as a source of information, not an attack. If you can focus on what you could, if anything, learn from their criticism, take note of it, and use it as a way to better who you are or to know more about that relationship. Again, in my example that I used at the beginning of the episode, I was able to take that situation and learn that I can't care what other people think of me, no matter who they are in my life, if they don't actually know me and know my heart and know the true real story of what happened. And sometimes, like I was just saying, with the part about the true real stories, they weren't there. They didn't live through it. So they don't actually know all of the details of the situation. And they're still going to have their opinion and they're entitled to their own opinion, but that doesn't make it true. And it doesn't mean that the criticism about you is correct. Okay, this is such a broad statement, and it so involves this entire thing if you're letting criticism take over your self-worth. But you have to let go of people-pleasing. And the number one way I've been able to let go of people-pleasing is understanding that people-pleasing is manipulation. You are manipulating people's reality. You are giving them not a false truth. You are not acting in alignment with how you actually feel, and therefore not giving them the true accurate information. That is manipulation. That is manipulating reality. Understand that, because you are people pleasing because you're trying to be kind and you want people to like you and you don't want to upset anybody. And whole time at the end of the day, you're manipulating. Like, that is what you're doing. And if you aren't giving somebody the opportunity to live in their truth because you're not living in yours, that's messed up. For example, if I'm not honest about how I feel about my dad and his girlfriend, if I tell my dad that it's okay, I'll hang out around her, I would like to be around her, and he says, okay, great, and brings me around her, but the whole time I'm resentful, the whole time I'm angry, and I'm getting angry at my dad, and he keeps bringing her around, and I'm not acting like myself, but he doesn't care, and he just keeps bringing her around, and these are not real things that have happened, because I have spoken my truth to my dad about not wanting to be around her. But if I didn't, and I acted in that way, I'm building a resentment towards my dad, and it's not my dad's fault. Isn't that shitty? Because I didn't act in alignment with the truth. I'm ruining my relationship with my dad because I wasn't honest about how I actually wanted to live my life. Therefore, my dad didn't have the opportunity, the hypothetical opportunity, to make his decision to not bring her around and honor my feelings. Do you see how reality isn't accurate when you do things like that at that point? It's messed up, but it's the truth. Oh my gosh, I'm talking way too much. We gotta kick it into gear here. Before we go, I wanna talk to you guys about what to do when the criticism feels too harsh. Consider the source. Even if it's a super close friend of yours, even if it's somebody you absolutely love, some people project what their experiences have been onto you. I will use an example that I have projected onto people. I was in a relationship that I was cheated on. And now if my friends are cheated on, I automatically think you need to leave him. It's a bad relationship. Everything's messed up. He's never going to like you. He's never going to be nice to you. This is going to happen forever. Okay. Also, I was in a relationship I was cheated on, but my parents, my dad cheated on my mom. So like there's a lot of like triggers there for me. You know what I mean? So I project my experiences onto the people that I care about that happens to because it's so triggering for me. So even though it's from a place of love, even though it's because I don't want them to be treated less than they deserve, consider the source. Like, you can't talk to me about cheating things because I do get so, my experience is so built up from that. You know what I mean? Like, I have so much pent up stuff with that, that you have to consider the source when you're going to talk to somebody like me about it. Recognize their intent. Are they trying to help you or are they just trying to tear you down? Using the same example, am I trying to say, here's what I did in this situation, here's what I learned, here's what my opinion is if you're asking for it? Or am I saying, you're an idiot, how could you stay, break up with him? That's not helpful. Like, that is literally not helpful at all. And that only makes the people want to stay with them more because people double down on their opinions and their actions because they don't want to be wrong and be stupid and embarrassed. Strengthen your inner foundation. The more you get to know you, the more you trust you, the more you can validate you, the more that you know who the fuck you are, you can't let other people shake you. Other people's criticism will not get you down because you will be so solid in knowing who you are. And if that's their perception of you, that's their problem. That's their business. It's not your business. And again, learning when to ignore and learning when to engage, because not every piece of criticism deserves a response. We're gonna lock it in. We're gonna lock it in with challenge, daily challenge, and a journaling prompt. That's what we're gonna do right now. So the daily challenge is, the next time you receive criticism, pause and ask yourself, is this feedback valuable? Does it reflect me or the person giving it? I love that. Does this reflect me or the person giving the criticism? Real. Okay, then the journaling prompt. Think about a recent piece of criticism that stuck with you. Was it helpful or harmful? How can you detach your self-worth from others' opinions? Both are so good. Both are so necessary. Do them both, because one is introspection and one is action, and both are going to be absolutely necessary if you actually want to start to practice this in your daily life. If you actually want to stop allowing your self-worth to be determined by other people's criticism. Criticism doesn't define you. Are you ready? Pause for dramatic effect. Your reaction to the criticism is what defines you. Mind blown. I know. It's intense, but it's so true. Tomorrow, we're talking about something that has come up in every single one of these episodes, your inner child and self-love, how healing your inner child helps you actually deepen the love that you have with yourself. Make sure to spend your entire day filtering criticism. If it's possible, share it with me on social media, that and your reflection, your journal reflection, what it is that you learned, what it is that you're working to improve on, at Wellish Podcast, at Sarah.Rittendale, hashtag 28 Days of Self-Love. I want to see you. I want to cheer you on. I want to hold each other accountable. Thank you so much for listening. If you have not already, make sure to subscribe to Wellish anywhere you get your podcasts and on YouTube so that you do not miss one single day of the 28 Days of Self-Love. I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye. Have a good day.